Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brendan Hauser with Evoke Bike, coming to you from Blowing Rock, North Carolina. So it is getting cold. It is becoming winter. We are all trying to juggle life and the rides and when do I fit this in. And I really started using the weekly goals feature in Training Peaks. And it's actually not just weekly goals. You can put them as monthly, as a day goal. But what I found for myself was I was going to the gym and then I would get rained out, and I'm thinking in my head, okay, when do I shift the long ride? Because I think Saturday might be not good, and can I squeeze things in here? And then I would be out on a ride and I'm thinking, well, should I ride longer today, or what are my total hours? And there's a lot going on. And when this happens, I have found it so beneficial to just have a few bullet points each week so that I can know what am I doing this week. And this really came about from talking to another athlete that was relatively new, didn't understand the big picture of training. You know, why aren't we always trying to grow FTP? Why am I not doing a 20-minute test every block of training? And so I had to take a step back and think, in my head, I'm breaking down coaching each week. I really only schedule things in about 2-week blocks because I like to see how are they performing before I put in the next kind of line of work that we're gonna focus on. And so while I have this big picture plan for them, this helped me to efficiently show them what we're doing on a monthly and then weekly schedule. So in this video, I want to talk about what should the weekly goals be about, and then we're going to have the bonus tip. So this will be a relatively short video because I want to make these videos as direct as possible so you can just get the info and run with it. What should your weekly goals contain? Number one, volume. How many hours are you trying to ride that week? This is good not only because if your target's 12 and you keep hitting 10 over a month and over a year, that is a massive difference. You want to know if your goal is to hit 12 hours, you are going to hit it. This also helps if I'm out there riding, and I use myself as an example because people know I love to ride a bike. If I'm riding, I'm like, oh, I really should be doing 3 hours today because I lifted. That makes me pull it back, so I don't think maybe I should do 5, because I've done that before and just ridden too much, got super stale, and we don't want to do that. So volume is number one. The intensity of sessions. Usually I'll put one interval session, and then the next one might be one group ride if I know someone's doing a group ride. Or it might say, I might get more specific if the athlete tends to do their own thing, and I'll say, you need to do one FTP type session and you need to do one anaerobic session, depending on what their goals are. And then a really important one, how many long rides are you gonna do? I can't tell you how many athletes will benefit from a 4-hour ride, or a more advanced athlete, maybe a 5-hour ride, and they just skim over them because they're already hitting 15 hours a week. We want that focus on that one day. So having it just say one long ride, they love ticking that box off. And so I would highly recommend those bigger volume sessions you add in there as a separate bullet point. Obviously, you know I'm a huge proponent of lifting weights. How many times are you gonna lift weights? Put that in there. And then maybe something to motivate you to tick that box. You know, only have one dessert during the week, or have 4 days where I, you know, properly eat the right amount of carbs, or something that might be non-bike related. And I would recommend that you pick that. Don't have your coach pick that, because that's something that you just want to get that box ticked. You want to get that little W, put it into Training Peaks and get that win. We've heard micro wins really snowball and make bigger picture wins. So use that to your advantage. Now, when your things get crazy, you're shifting things around, you can look and say, okay, what's going on this week? It's really just the next 7 days. And for most of us, it's things get hairy by Tuesday. Most of us are trying to get to Friday. So what do I need to get done in these next 3 days? So maybe I'm out and I can ride an hour longer here, and then that means I can go an hour less here, but I still need to get my long ride in, and I'm gonna do the gym on Saturday instead of Thursday because Debbie's got this going on, blah, blah, blah. This is so simple, but so valuable. I use this analogy because I think the number just blows my mind still. If you go from 8 hours a week to 9 hours a week, that's a 12.5% increase in training for that week. If you did that every week of the year, 12.5% more training over a whole year's time. That number is massive. I use that to highlight, if you skip an hour, it does matter. People hate when I say this because, like, you're taking this too seriously. Just go ride your bike, bro. Well, no, I want to still improve. I'm at 40 years old. I'm going to be 41 in a couple months. I'm going to kick ass when I'm 45 versus where I'm at today because I'm staying on track. And that's not a brag. That's not a pat myself on the back. That's to motivate you to do the same thing. You can get so much better, but it takes time in endurance sports and people give up way too easily. They train for 2 or 3 years. They think they're at where they're at, but it's the athletes who hit 5, 7, 10 years that it is amazing where this journey will take you. I'm clearly like super pumped about that, and I want you to experience the joy from that. So please subscribe to the channel. We're trying to hit 4,000 subs. Please tell a friend, check out the blog. I'm posting the link. Yes, these shirts are available. The link is in the link tree. Bonus tip. There is a really quick note that I have that I think is really important to highlight. Somebody had asked me, hey, I noticed you put some links to sponsors. Are you just putting this down to get paid, or do you actually use these products? And it blew my mind. And this was an athlete of mine that knows me. It's not random Joe who's just trying to like bust my chops. I cannot tell you the number of products that I try that I never talk about. Number one, it just might be too expensive. I don't think the product is great. I try it. It's just not something that I would use on a day-to-day basis. The brands that I promote here are companies that I would work at. I love the brands that I work with, and I use the products all the time. The only reason I'm posting codes is so that you can use it too. Trust me, I'm not getting rich when you buy this. Most of the time, I ask them to give you as much as possible, and I'm just trying to get free product. So ask me any questions about the products. I'm happy to answer them. But yes, anything that I put a link to, I am using almost every day. And if I'm not using it every day, there's a reason why, and I'm happy to share that with you. Bonus tip related to the number of lift sessions here. It's not just me talking about lifting. Dylan Johnson just posted on his Instagram, how are people not still doing this? My tip is give it a try, but if you're gonna give it a try, you need to commit to it. Commit to a plan that's gonna help you for the next few months. If you go to the gym 5 times and you're like, it's not working, you're right, it hasn't worked yet. Because you need to start with some adaptation exercises. You need to learn the form. Lifting is another sport in itself, but there is a way that we can do it as cyclists to reap a ton of benefit to make us stronger riders. If you followed me before I went to Italy for my honeymoon, I was crushing some KOMs around here. That is purely from the fact that I was back in the gym for over 2 months after having COVID this summer and just, I don't know what the polite term is, but it was not a great summer. It was a disappointing year of racing for me. And getting back, getting focused, getting the routine back, and then I was segment hunting. Like, I need to get some W's because I just feel like I haven't won anything this year. That is from lifting in the gym. If you need help, get a lifting coach. Go talk to your buddy. I've also put out a guide. It has no rides in it. It is as cheap as I made it as possible in the Training Peaks store. The people who have used it are like, wow, this is awesome. I can already feel myself getting stronger after a couple months. I'm like, just waiting to keep going. Be continuous with your lifting. That's really the bonus tip. I promise you, you will get stronger. You are not gonna get bulky. I lift a lot. I'm not bulky. It takes a ton of work to gain big muscle mass. Don't think that everyone who's in the gym who is massively jacked got there from some easy route of lifting 2 to 3 times a week. That is so false. And if you really want to get jacked, you have to work really hard at it, just as if you want to get your Cat 1 or GoPro. So get in the gym. This will transform your cycling. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck with the training. See ya.